This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today is Friday, and it is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. And the believer looks forward to the day of Friday, not because it's the last day of the week and then he has a Saturday and Sunday to rest. Rather, the believer looks forward to the day of Friday because it is a day full of worship. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommends many acts and many deeds that the believer does on Friday that bring him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, Salat al-Fajr on a Friday in congregation is the best prayer, is the best prayer of the entire week. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us al-ghusl, that is supposed to be on a Friday. This is an act of worship, and the best time to perform al-ghusl would be just before Salat al-Jum'ah, if it's possible for a person to do so and delay it to that time. Also, we recite Surah al-Kahf on a Friday. When you recite Surah al-Kahf and you reach towards the end of the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. The word Al-Firdaus is mentioned. The word Al-Firdaus, which is the highest level in the paradise, was only mentioned twice in the Quran. Here in Surah Al-Kahf, as you read it on a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, those who believed and did righteous deeds, كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا, for them is Al-Firdaus, and they would reside and abide in there forever. خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. When you read this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us the importance of righteous deeds. So then you reflect over this Ramadan that you have done and the righteous deeds that you did during this month. All of this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, gives a person, by the permission of Allah, Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level in the paradise. So you read Surah Al-Kahf and you recognize the importance of righteous deeds in the life of a believer. And then also on a Friday, there is As-Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the best day of the week is a Friday. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهِ. Recite As-Salat upon me in abundance. So spend most of your Friday saying, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. And that has abundance of reward that Allah Azza wa Jal rewards the believer with, especially it being in Ramadan. And from the final acts that the believer does on a Friday, and that is الدُّعَاء. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he teaches us that there is a sa'ah, there is a moment on the day of Friday in which the dua is guaranteed and it is accepted. Allahu Akbar. Wal ulama rahimahumullah, pretty much, yani, there are two opinions as to when this moment of an accepted dua is. The first opinion is that it is during the Friday, Jum'ah, khutbah, and prayer. And what this essentially means is three times. So when the imam sits at the end of the first khutbah, and before he stands up for the next khutbah, there is about a few seconds, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. That is a time for an accepted dua. And then at the end of the khutbah of the imam, there is, when the imam himself makes the dua, you say Ameen, because that is a time for an accepted dua. And during Salat al-Jum'ah, that is also a time for an accepted dua. And the second opinion, and this is where the majority of the ulama favored, and that is the last hour just before sunset. And what is meant by sa'ah, not exactly 60 minutes. Some ulama said approximately 45 minutes. So about 45 minutes before sunset, make the most of this time to make dua. This is the last hour of a Friday. The dua there is not rejected, it is accepted. And add to this that we are in Ramadan and the dua of a fasting person is an accepted dua. This gives the dua at this time an incredible high chance of acceptance, as opposed to from, yani, the beginning of Ramadan until now, except the Fridays that we have met. And the end of the month is very important. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, إنما الأعمال بالخواتيم, that a person is judged and he is rewarded for his deed according to the endings. So العلماء رحمهم الله, they said, worships are all about the perfection of the ending, perfecting the ending, and they are not about the flawed beginnings. So try to perfect the ending of Ramadan. There is a beautiful opportunity here. We are on the day of Friday, the blessed day. This is the best day that the believer lives to witness. And it is a day of Ramadan, and it is at the end of Ramadan. Ya'ani subhanAllah, these are Allah Azza wa Jal's favors and His grace and His mercy continuing upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our righteous deeds. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us sincerity in our words and in our actions. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.